服务员已聆听，今天是2020年1月1日，周三晚上，我们荣幸的邀请到了卡维查德斯阿米为我们讲解圣典博加瓦坛。敬请各位尊敬的外师纳瓦聆听哈瑞克什纳。
11 canto，
萨提，我们是第几来的？11, let me see. 11.
Chapter 11, candle, chapter 7, right?
Yeah.
10.
Number 8. Sloka 8. Achi. Ba. Is that right?
10. Mara. Last time is 9. Verse 9.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kanja Viha Jai Radha Madhava Kanja Viha Jai Radha Madhava Kanja Viha Giribaranda Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribaranda Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Natira Banacha Yamuna Jai Radha Jai Radha Gopi Jana Giribaradha Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribaradha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chana Yamuna Tiravana Chana Jaya Rama Madhava Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 9.
Verse 10.
10?
10, oh. Yes, last time is 9.
Okay, it said 9. Okay, shoot.
Shh.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yana.
Gyana.
It's conclusive knowledge of the Vedas.
以韦达经的结论性知识。
Vigyana.
Vigyana.
Practical realization of the purpose of knowledge.
以及知识目标的实际觉悟。
Samyutta. Looked up, fully endowed.
完全被赋予。
Atma Bhuta. Object of affection.
挚爱的对象。
Sharinam, Sharirinam.
Sharirinam.
For all embodied beings, beginning with the great Yamika.
以半神为首的所有体困灵魂。
Atma Anubhava.
Atma Anubhava.
A direct perception of the soul.
通过灵魂的直接觉察。
Tushta Atma.
Tushta Atma.
Having a satisfied mind.
拥有心满意足的心意。
Na.
Na.
Never.
从不。
Antarayai. Antarayai.
Antarayai.
By disturbances.
被骚扰。
Vihanas. Vihanyase.
Vihanyase.
Meaning, being fully endowed with conclusive knowledge of the you will be checked in your progress.
你在你的进步道路上将会受到阻碍。
Translation. Being fully endowed with knowledge and practice, you will be able to perceive the pure self.And thus your mind will be satisfied. At that time you will become dear to all living beings, headed by the demigods. You will never be hampered by any disturbance in life.
译文：由于完全被赋予了伟达经的结论性知识，并通过实践觉悟了这知识的终极目标，你必能感知到纯净的自我。你的心意肯定会满足，那时你将会被以半神为首的所有生物所珍爱，绝不会被生命中的任何打扰所羁绊。
As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, mind is free from material desire, becomes disinterested in demigod worship, since the purpose of such worship is material amelioration. The demigods, however, are never displeased with one who becomes a pure devotee of Lord Krishna and offers all of his worship to the Lord. Thus, the demigods themselves are humble servants of Lord Krishna, as was amply demonstrated in Lord Krishna's pastimes on earth.One who can experience the eternal soul within everyone's body certainly becomes dear to all living entities. 嗯、Since he sees everyone as qualitatively equal to himself, he does not envy anyone or try to lord over any other living. Being free from envy and a well-wisher of all, such a self-realized soul is naturally dear to everyone.As stated in the song by the six Goswamis, Dira Dira Jana Priyo Priyakaro Nirmat Saro Pudito.
要指，正像巴格吉特阐明的，心意不再有物质欲望的人，对崇拜万神人不感兴趣，因为这种崇拜的目的在于改善物质境况。然而，半神人永远不会因为某人成为主 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，把所有崇拜供奉给主而不高兴。半神人本身都是主 Krishna 的谦卑仆人，正如主 Krishna 在地球上的消时光所详细阐述的，能惊艳到众生心中的永恒灵魂的人，必被所有生物所珍爱。他看到众生在智上跟他一样，所以他不嫉妒谁。也不试图主宰其他生物，由于他毫不嫉妒，并且是众生的祝愿者，如此觉悟了自我的灵魂，自然对众生十分亲切。正如《荣耀六勾苏阿米》的歌曲中唱到 ：“Dira dira jana priyo priya karo near matsaro pujito。”
Okay. Om agana timirandasya. Nandana Shalakaya Chaksu Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Kadati Vande Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagraganathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Kadrijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagraganaha Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Tam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desutarane Pancha Kalpa Chuvyascha Kripat Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Okay, we'll start with this last Sanskrit there that didn't get a translation for some reason.
最后这个诗节的最后一句话没有被翻译。
Maybe because most devotees know this song. But that's from the Goswami Astakam.
也许因为大部分奉献者知道这个歌，这是对六个Goswami的八赞。
So the whole verse is Krishna Kirtana Gananatana Paro Premamritambunidhi Dira Dira Janapriyo Priyakaru Yamasaropujito Shri Chaitanya Kripavaro Bhuvi Bhuvo Bharava Antarako. So that means
yes.
Very good guideline for us.
对我们所有人都是一个很好的指导。
I offer my respectful obeisance to the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan.
我向六Goswami致以前进的顶拜，是 Rupa, Sri Sanatan.
Raghunath Bhatta and Raghunath Das.
Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Das.
Jiva and Gopal Bhatta.
Jiva and Gopal Bhatta.
We're always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing.
他们总是从事于唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，并且舞蹈。
And so they are just like an ocean of love of God.
他们就像神爱的汪洋。
Then this one, Dira Dira Janapriyo, they're very loved by everybody. Both the very nice, gentle people and even the rascals.
每个人都爱他，热爱他们，无论是，嗯，如无论是。Everybody
loves all the people love them because they're not envious. Near Matsarom, Pujitam.
无论是绅士还是恶棍，因为他们不嫉妒任何人。So
whatever they do, they're pleasing to everyone.
他们做的每件事都取悦每一个人。
Shri Chaitanya Kripa Baro, they're blessed by Lord Chaitanya.
他们得到主 Chaitanya的祝福。
So they are engaged in missionary activities and to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe.
他们从事于在物质世界拯救所有受条件限制灵魂的使命。
In the verse, we have this Jnana Vijnana. This is something that is quite often discussed and should be discussed.
从这个诗一开始谈到了 Jnana Vijnana, 那我们应该讨论。
Like Prabhupada many times talks about, we don't want to be Jnanis.
卡帕很多时候都说到我们不想 做一个 Jnani, 随便家。
It means just knowledge.
仅仅有知识。
Knowledge by itself has no value.
知识本身是没有价值的。
Unless you use it.
除非你运用它。
So that's what Vijnana means. Vijnana means applied knowledge, practical application of knowledge.
Vijnana 就是对知识的实际运用。
So once you realize the knowledge, then you will do something about it. You'll start to serve Krishna.
一旦你觉悟了这门知识，就开始服务 Krishna.
And ultimately engage in some sort of missionary activity, some sort of activity or mentality that's meant to give this knowledge to everyone.
最终会从事于一些使命，就是把这门知识给予每一个人的使命。
Because that's the problem in the world.
因为在世界上
you can study sociology or whatever, and they can list off so many problems in the world, but they don't know the root cause, so they can't solve them.
因为在世界上呢有很多问题，就比如说社会学嘛，他发现很多问题，但他们不明白这个根源，所以解决不了。
The root cause is forgetfulness of Krishna.
那根源就是忘记了 Krishna.
So when we forget our relationship with Krishna, then we think, I'm the doer, I'm the controller, I'm the master.
我们忘记了跟 Krishna 的关系，我们就会认为我是行为者，我是控制者，我是主人，我知道。
I am.
我是这个，我是那个，我是什么是
？All kinds of false ideas, but we should be thinking I'm a servant of Krishna.
有各种各样错误的观念，但是我们应该知道我们是 Krishna 的仆人。
Then you can perceive your real self.
这时候你能够觉察到你真正的自我。
That's stated very nicely in many places. One particular verse I remember from the second canto. You know, when you hear from proper authority and properly hear this knowledge, then you will see yourself and your real identity as a servant of Krishna, as a soul.
我记得在《普加瓦坛》第二篇当中有一个诗节，当你从恰当的正确的来源去学习了解的话，你就能觉悟到你作为灵魂的恰当的身份。
Knowing what that soul is, which is a servant of Krishna.
不仅仅是觉悟到灵魂，而且觉悟到你是 Krishna 的仆人。
And then we engage in Krishna's service.
我们从事一位 Krishna 做服务。
And that's also stated many times that when one understands Krishna, knows something about Krishna and his position, how everything is coming from Krishna, and then he will engage in Krishna's service.
也就提到说，当一个人他觉悟到他是 Krishna 灵魂 ，Krishna 多么伟大的，他跟 Krishna 关系之后，他就会开始服务。
So Krishna is speaking to Uddhava, and he's saying, then you will become dear to everyone.
Krishna 对 Uddhava 说，之后你就会被众生所喜爱。
So that stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you know, one always thinks of me, then I'm very dear to him, and he's very dear to me, and then everybody will like you.
Krishna 在博加梵歌说到，如一个人他总是想着我。
I guess there may be some demons who wouldn't appreciate it, but generally,
我当然有的恶魔他们可能不欣赏这一点，就是当一个人他总是想着 Krishna Krishna 总在心里的时候，每个人都喜欢他，但是有的恶魔可能不是这样的。
Krishna is in the heart of everyone.
因为 Krishna 在众生的心中，
he sees everything and sees everything in me, then there's no problem for him.
当一个人在众生心中看到我，在我之中看到众生，对他来说没有什么问题。
And also in the Ishapanishad, it says like that. When one sees everyone as spiritual sparks and quality one with the Lord, then there's no illusion or anxiety for him.
当一个人看到生物他们都是 Krishna 的所属部分，是火花的时候，对他来说是没有焦虑问题。
And he'll never hate anyone or any living being.
他永远不会憎恶任何人或任何生物。
So I'm just looking up a few verses here. One who works in devotion and who is a pure soul.
这里有个诗节，一个怀着奉爱工作的，他是个纯粹的灵魂，心灵魂纯净。
Bhagavad Gita 5:7.
这是《博伽梵歌》第五章的世界七。
And controls his mind and senses is very dear to everyone.
他控制的心意感官，这样的人为众生所喜爱。
And everyone is dear to him.
而且他也热爱众生。
And he is never entangled.
他永远不会受束缚。
So that's exactly what Krishna is saying in this Bhagavatam verse.You'll be very dear to everyone, and there'll be nothing, nobody will get in your way, nothing will stop you from serving Krishna.
就在这个世界里说了，你会被所有人所珍爱，而且不会受到任何的打扰。
And in chapter 12, of course, there's a series of verses. Krishna describes what kind of devotees he really likes.
在《博伽梵歌》的第22章 ，Krishna 也说到什么样，他喜欢什么样的奉献者。
Equal in happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, fame and fortune, all those things.
在苦乐、荣辱、冷热当中的都一视同仁。
And Krishna also says in the end of Bhagavad Gita that so someone who teaches this Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, there's no one more dear to Krishna. Krishna likes that very much.
在博伽梵歌的结尾，Krishna 也说，一个把博伽梵歌教导给别人的人，没有哪个人比这样的人他更喜爱的了。
So that's what we're trying to do here, you know, is teach Bhagavad Gita. At least by trying to teach it, we learn something ourselves.
我们也是这样做的，通过教导不叫梵歌，我们自己也学习了。
So this is applied knowledge means we know, okay, we know Krishna is the Supreme Lord, we know I'm a servant, then we have to do some service.
这个是实践知识，我们知道 Krishna 是谁，我们是 Krishna 的仆人，之后我们就必须要采取行动了。
We chant the holy name.
我们会唱诵圣名。
And now, of course, in most of the world, many parts of the world anyway, that they're calling today the New Year's Day, the first day of the year.
现在全世界各地他们把今天称为新年的第一天。
Of course we know now it's really not now, it's the 25th of January.
25th of January. 我们知道。
Yeah.
就按照阴历的话那么应该是。
Last year, oh, right. That's the Chinese New Year.
按照中国的阴历那是应该1月25号是新年第一天。
But actually every day is new and we should be thinking like that. It's a new chance to serve Krishna. Nothing's ever exactly the same every day.
但实际上我们应该把每一天都看成新的一天，是服务 Krishna 的新的一天，有一个新的机会来了。
So we try to every day think today I'm better devotee than yesterday. I will try to serve the devotees. I'll try to be more humble, pray more.
每天我们都应该想，我应该更多的服务奉献者。我应该比之前更加谦卑。我应该做更多的祈祷。
So I just heard Sachinandan Swami just a short talk and he was saying something which I tried to say but of course he said it much nicer. But what is really effective and what is taught by all different spiritual paths and religions or whatever you want to call it is one thing that's the most powerful thing.
Sachinandan Swami 呢他讲了一段很短的话我不可能像他说的那么好，但是，这段话呢是非常有效力的。
And that's prayer. Pray, Krishna, please help me. That's what we're trying to pray.
那是一个祈祷，请 Krishna， 请努力帮助我吧。
And also help someone else when you're trying to help people. Some people, all we can do is pray for them, but then.We find sometimes that really works.
并且为别人祈祷，我们发现为别人祈祷非常有效果。
So, chanting Hare Krishna is a prayer.
Hare Krishna 就是一个祈祷。
Topmost prayer, actually.
实际上是最崇高的祈祷。
So we want to apply whatever knowledge we have. You know, we know we should serve devotees. We know we should be humble. We know we should be tolerant. But we often forget.So we should pray every day, Krishna, please help me to remember my position is very small.
所以每天呢，我们都变得更加谦卑，来服务奉献者，做更多祈祷。我们还要祈祷 Krishna， 请帮助我，请帮助我记住我是非常渺小的，我的地位非常卑微。
So let's see if there's any questions, because usually there are too much. All right.
Oh, okay. 那我们就看一下现在什么问题。Mara, I have a question.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, like when we grow not very relevant to today's topic, but it's during the course of taking care of the tulsi, some of the pets that suck the juice of tulsi. How to deal with this kind of pets insects that are harmful to the tulsi and very small like a white moth.
Yeah, well, there's on the internet, there's a lot of things devotees give how to do that. Sometimes you can just wash them off, but they do different things without using real poisonous things that hurt tulsi.
Oh, okay.
But I would suggest you just search on the internet, taking care of time. And there's a lot of stuff there that'll tell you many different things you can do. Since many devotees have written about it, you know, it's a problem everybody has.
Okay. 刚才我问了妈妈一个问题，就像我们平常照顾兔子呀，会有一些那个小白蛾子，那怎么办？然后妈妈回答就是，让上网搜。哎呦，这种问题呢，就是也并不显，并不是，不是什么少见的事情。然后我在网上有很多有关这方面的资料的，就是说要上网搜寻一下。
So rather than I trying to remember something that I haven't read for a long time, the details, it's all there. Definitely it's all there. So much information is there about all kinds of different bugs that come and different climates. You know, how to fix the soil and how to, you know, get rid of those guys without hurting Tulsi because...You know, there's a lot of chemical stuff in the market, but it also hurts Tulsi.
就是有很多资料，就是怎么关于土壤啊、气候啊，然后不要用那些化学物品，会伤害 Tulsi 的化学物品。Sometimes we'll maybe do some, those insects maybe they will get harmed. Is that?
That's okay, because they're aggressive.
Okay. Because they are too small, so sometimes we spray some waters and they will maybe get not very beneficial for these insects, pets. They will get
harmed.They're pests and they're attacking Tulsi, so sometimes we have to kill them. I mean, if you could carefully pick them all off and put them outside or something, but that's very difficult.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I understand. Okay.
When there's an aggressor, you know, like Prabhupada said, if the cockroach is too much, they're causing too much trouble for the deity, they're crawling on the deity and going in the food, we have to kill them, you know.
Okay, 那就是刚才妈儿说，我说就是因为这些小虫子，可能我们在处理它们过程中可能会对它们造成伤害。那妈儿说，因为他们是进犯者，所以有的时候呢，就是比如说杀了这些进犯者也是可以的，因为。就像啪啪也都是有的时候也说过，像那些蟑螂如果太过于泛滥了，有的时候他们可能都爬到神像身上了，或者是爬到食物里，那么也是应该对他们采取行动，可能应该除掉这些蟑螂的。
Okay. So anyway, it would be good if it's not already translated that you find those things on the internet and then translate them for all the devotees.
It's already translated, this book, it's already translated, but the pets, it's only said that cannot use chemical, but...
Okay, well, there's other places that tell you what you can use.
Okay, yes. Okay, there is a question. The question is that 商业街美医社，顶拜尊敬的 Gurudeva， 出席奉献者没有爱心和力量，怎样才能更好的帮助别人祈祷？Obeisances, respectful Gurudev, the neophyte devotee doesn't have much love and devotion and power. How can the neophyte help others to pray better, more effectively to help others to pray for others?
Well, we just preach according to how much realization we have. So basically that's one reason we have books, and Prabhupada told us, you know, try to give the books to people. Preaching to someone. They, you know, everything is in the book. This is very unlimited knowledge, but it's all been put perfectly into the book.
He says that how to pray in on behalf of others.
You just pray, Krishna, please help these other these people. Like, the devotee is actually praying for everybody all the time. Somebody asked Prabhupada, will you pray for me? And Prabhupada said, I'm always praying for everybody.
你就祈祷，就是奉献的他总是为别人祈祷。有的奉献，有的门徒就跟帕帕说，帕帕你能不能为我祈祷？帕帕说，我总是在为 你祈祷。
Alright.
Yeah. He said, because the neophyte doesn't have much devotion and power. How can
Krishna has power?
Oh, Krishna. So, okay.
Now, Guru has power.
Okay.
So if you're representing Krishna, whatever you know, you have that power also.
OK, 那无论你知道多少，你这些你所知道的这些就是力量。初级奉献者没有力量，但是 Guru 有力量， Krishna 有力量。
And the advanced devotee will always consider himself a neophyte.
一个进步的奉献者总是觉得自己是初级的。
OK.
这样的回答可以吗？
Hare Krishna， 我有一个问题，但我想打字还没打完，所以我就直接说吧。是这样的，就是想问一下 Guru， 就是当有的时候，当我们听到关于灵性导师的一些健康状况有恙的时候，或者是听到灵性导师住院呀、手术啊这些消息的时候，就会不自然的就想到以后可能总有一天会与灵性导师分离，所以这时候内心就比较纠结，有的时候就甚至不愿意去想到那些事情，而且就是一想到会觉得非常的伤心，就是这样的心态是我不知道是不是对的。想问一下 Guru。
Sometimes we heard the news that the spiritual master's health is not so good in the hospital or doing some surgery like that. After that, we feel very upset and feel very sad and cannot help but thinking about in the future we may be separated from the spiritual master, what kind of mood should we have when we heard the news about the spiritual master?
Well, naturally, the devotee will pray, please, Krishna, you know, let him be healthy and let him carry on with his service.
自然而然的奉献者就会祈祷 Krishna， 请让他们恢复健康的，能让他们继续他们的使命。
And then, you know, we have to understand that, like we had the Prabhupada left us, and we have to pray that we can be good servants because the connection can.Physically, we're hardly ever with the spiritual master anyway, usually very thousands of miles apart. But the connection is through service. So we have to pray that I can be a good servant. And keep the guru in my heart.
就像帕帕德他也离开了他的门徒，那我们的联系是在服务上的联系，我们可以祈祷让领导失意永驻在我们内心。Another question, Olivia, 尊敬的马尔，请接受恭恭敬敬的顶拜，感恩灵性导师有非常多的门徒，只要门徒没有回到灵性世界，咕噜就一直在重新回来，是吗？而且每次回来作为灵性导师又会继续收新的门徒，如果这样的话，灵性导师不就一直没办法回到灵性世界吗？感恩您的仁慈。哈尔克什纳。Dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisance. There are many disciples for spiritual master. As long as the disciple doesn't return back to the spiritual world, the guru has to come back. Is that true? And
Prabhupada said that.
是的，帕帕是这么说的。
That could inspire us to be very serious.
帕帕鼓励我们要非常的认真。And each time the spiritual master returns to the material world, will accept more new devotee.
Because that's it. The thing is, the spiritual master is simultaneously in the spiritual world and in the material world. Like Prabhupada said, I'm always in Vrindavan. So it's very beyond us kind of to put it all together because we're so gross. You know, we're still identifying with the land of our birth and our bodies, but yes, because that he's all merciful and his mission is to serve the Lord in that way, to bring more and more people back. So some of the new disciples he makes will be the old ones that somehow didn't make it.
Sorry, the last sentence.
If he's making new disciples, they might be the old ones that took birth.
Okay. 那么就是灵性导师他同时的既在灵性世界又在物质世界，因为我们现在非常认同于我们的出生地，认同于我们的躯体，所以我们很难来理解这种灵性导师既在物质世界又在灵性世界的状况。当然每次灵性导师回来又接受新的门徒，这个新的门徒那也可能是旧的门徒在重新投生。
So Prabhupada gave us that story of Bilba Mangal Thakur.
帕帕给了我们 Bilba Mangal Thakur 的故事。
So he was a rich man, a rich boy and Brahman.
他是一个富人非常富有的青年，又是个婆罗门。
But he became degraded and lusty.
对，后来他很堕落，变得非常色欲。
And he started visiting with prostitutes.
他去找一个妓女。
Now, the prostitutes then were not like the prostitutes now, they're very high class. You
know. 那时候妓女跟现在的当代妓女不一样，那时候的妓女他们是地位很崇高的，他们是品格很高的。
So, in the middle of his father's funeral, he ran off to visit this woman.
他爸爸的那个葬礼的过程当中呢，他就跑了去找那个妓女。
And it was a terrible storm, and it was really hard for him to get there.
当时呢，狂风大作，暴雨倾盆，他一路上非常困难。
So when he finally got there, she was so surprised. How did you get here through this terrible storm?
他最后见到这个妓女的时候，妓女非常惊讶，在这种恶劣的天气条件下，你是怎么来的呢？
And then she said, if you had attraction for Krishna like you have for me, you know, you could go back to Godhead.
他就说，如果你对 Krishna 有像我对我这种吸引的话，你最后就能回到神手身边。
And so he took that very seriously. It shocked him.
他就把这话就当真了，非常严肃地对待他的这个话。
And he left for Vrindavan.
他启程去温达文。
And so Prabhupada said this prostitute was his guru from the previous life.
所以帕帕说这个妓女是上一世是他的 guru.
And then Prabhupada said, don't make your spiritual master become a prostitute.
帕帕说不要让你的灵性导师变成一个妓女。
So that should make us become very serious, right?
所以帕帕这个话呢就应该让我们非常的认真，是不是？And the last part of the question is that if that's true, the spiritual master will come again and again and cannot return back to the spiritual world.
No, he's back, but he's back anyway. That's the mystery.
不是这样的。灵性导师是回到灵性世界的，这是非常玄秘的、神秘的事情。
It's not like he's not there.
不是说灵性导师不在灵性世界。
Simultaneously in the spiritual world and not in the spirit, you know. When he's not in the material world like we are.
他同时的既在灵性世界。又不在，他不是像我们这样的处在灵性世界，在物质世界。
All right. So that's very hard to explain until we understand the transcendental nature.
我们要理解这个超然的本质。
So when Krishna comes to the material world, he doesn't leave the Goloka.
当 Krishna 来到物质世界的时候，他并没有离开狗楼卡。
And so when his associates, intimate associates, come with him, they also don't leave Goloka. They take different forms for different leelas and pastimes.
Krishna 的亲密同游也没有离开狗楼卡，他们在 Krishna 的消失光当中呢，扮演了就是。不同的，他们就是化身为不同的形象。
All right.
可以吗？先回答。
This you can understand the more you keep chanting and the more you read Prabhupada's book about the spiritual world.
只要你持续不断的唱诵读书，就能对灵性世界有更多的了解。Mara,
yeah.
If the spiritual master passed away,And he's also simultaneously with the disciple and not with the disciple. Is that true? Is that so?
Because the spiritual master is not a material body. So it depends on the disciple, how much he's following the instructions of the spiritual master and trying to serve him.
Okay. 我的问题就是假设
你 is always there, but we don't always, you know.
Spiritual master is always there and,
Yeah, he's always there in the heart, waiting for us to connect. So we can connect, right? Prabhupada, somebody asked, you know, told Prabhupada, I'm missing your association. Prabhupada said, as long as we're chanting, we're together, no matter where you are.
Okay. 那我刚才问题就是说，假如林老师隐迹了的话，是不是林老师又在不在？马尔回答就是说，林老师的身体它是超然的。那曾经有门徒问过帕帕德帕帕德，我非常想念你。刚才马尔说林老师就在心中。然后那有个门徒就跟帕帕的表达他的思念之情，说我很想念你。帕帕说，我就在你的心里，只要你念诵的时候，我就在那里，我就跟你在一起。然后灵导师在心里，他总是等着门徒转向他。
So I like myself when Prabhupada left.
马尔说他自己吧，当帕帕离开的时候。
I was thinking, well, you know, for me, it's not so much different because I wasn't with Prabhupada very much. My association was by worshiping in the temple and by service.
那他自己的弟子，他就想，对于他个人来说，帕帕隐迹没有什么，对他没有什么区别，因为他总是觉得和爸爸就在那，因为他在庙宇里在崇拜做崇拜。
But some devotees who had been with Prabhupada a lot, they especially was very disturbing for them. They were really like lost.
但有的奉信
gradually they also realized, you know, they just could carry on serving anyway in a different way.
有的对有的奉献者是一个很大的打扰，然后但他们也能找到新的方法来服务灵性导师。
All right.
Thank you.
我们现场没有问题了。
There are no more questions from the audience.
Good.
Oh, 稍等，又来了一个问题。
Yeah, I just traveled today and I'm a little tired. I went traveling Sankirtan and it was very bad weather and I was tired, so I need to try to take rest anyway. Okay?
Okay, okay. 那马尔是他今天呢，其实出去 Sankirtan 了，拍书了，Sankirtan 了，然后天气又很差，然后他需要休息了。那我们他需要休息。
好的，好的，我们最后一个问题，我们留到中午回答。
Week on the sixth.
Yes, there are one more question that we can wait until Friday morning.
Well, you can ask it now then.
No, okay. 幸运心心意一般喜欢随心所欲。如果心意受孤入控制下活动，是否就皈依了Guru Krishna? The questions from 幸运心, he said that the mind likes to do whatever the mind likes to do. And if the mind is under the control of Guru, Does that mean that the mind is surrendered to Guru Krishna?
Yeah. If we're doing according to what Guru tells us, then we're controlling the mind. That's surrender.
是的，如果我们按照 Guru 告诉我们的话去做的话，那么就受到控制了，那就意味着臣服、皈依。
Okay.
好吗？
ありがとうございました。谢谢。
Okay. Thank you, ma. Nara.
Okay, bye bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mara. Okay, 那我们今天晚上的博伽瓦谈就到这里了。服务员，聆听。周五早上再继续聆听 Mara 讲课。Hare Krishna， 祝大家新年快乐。万事如意。